Animal disease labs across the country stepped up to meet the need for COVID-19 testing. Because of their experience tracking animal diseases, the labs had the infrastructure to test and monitor the coronavirus. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports on how these labs might play a role in preventing the next pandemic.
Johnna Mazet has seen her fair share of coronaviruses.
Hundreds of coronaviruses.
For the past 10 years, Mazet was the director of the project called PREDICT. Its goal? Detect emerging diseases around the world that could transfer from animals to humans, called spillover events. Mazet says they happen all the time.
Most novel diseases, emerging infections, jump from one species where they've evolved and they don't cause big problems into others.
But in other instances, Mazet says the results can be bad.
Sometimes things jump into livestock, cook along, and then jump into people or affect our food supply so devastatingly that it has a major effect on food security, nutrition.
These spillover events are why veterinary science and public health for humans are intertwined, and why animal disease experts could play a role in preventing the next pandemic.
In the last 10 years, more than 70% of the emerging diseases that have affected humans have an animal component.
That's Ken Burton. He's a coordinator for the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, known as NBAF. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is working with Homeland Security to create a massive lab with the goal of preventing any emerging diseases that might threaten the food supply chain or agriculture industry. Burton says when the next pandemic rolls around, their facility could play a part in preventing it.
It could provide a supporting role in future public health crises with relation to the basic animal research that's done and diagnostics and countermeasure development, in addition to training and response.
Animal disease experts and the USDA were already involved in the COVID-19 pandemic. Labs like the Oklahoma Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab in Stillwater stepped up to expand testing capacity.
It was like a wartime effort.
That's Jerry Saliki, the director of the laboratory. His lab is part of a network working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a way to surveil animal diseases across the country. By last September, the lab ran 110,000 COVID-19 tests. Saliki says labs like his are used to large amounts of testing.
Rarely does a period of 5 years go by without a major outbreak of a disease involving millions of one animal species. So we have that experience over a long period of time.
Infectious diseases that spreads through livestock could be devastating for the agriculture sector. A current example is the African swine fever outbreak in China. Some areas of the country have lost at least half of their sows. Experts like Johnna Mazet think government facilities like NBAF play a role in preventing diseases, but there needs to be early monitoring and action to prevent diseases.
We should have been ready and been watching for all these coronaviruses that we know can jump species earlier. But even when it happened, then we waited weeks to actually months before the international community jumped in. So we need to have that early flag, respond quickly and largely, and then scale back when we get it under control or if it's not a real problem.
NBAF wasn't up and running for COVID-19, but Burton says animal disease labs have a better roadmap for how to help during the next pandemic.
Collaborations, not only within the agricultural community, but also the crossover between the human side and the animal side is going to be extremely important going forward.
NBAF is expected to open in October, but as Burton and other experts know, that could be critical to preventing the next pandemic. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.